Okay, due to popular request or demand, that we will, Be'ez Hashem, I'll be speaking a little bit about the Inyanei Chanukah. We spoke about the Lachas of Chanukah all week, Baruch Hashem, but just a little bit to speak about the Inyanei Chanukah of the Machshava, and we'll speak on one Nekuda, one small thing. Just these days, first of all, the Etzim Kedusha, we have no Hasaga, we have no understanding at all of how holy the lights are, the light of the world that we're bringing in. The famous Kasher, it was Chusa just got the Sefer Berach Chaim, Rav Melech Biderman's Sefer that he has. He has wonderful pamphlets also, wonderful Sfarim, a lot of wonderful, nice ideas in here. The very beginning, he just starts off saying, we don't understand the Hasaga. He starts with the Kasher from the Sfas Emes that asks that in the Sugya of Chanukah, it's a seemingly out of order. Because the Gemara starts off with how is it that one does Chanukah with the halachas of Bishamay, Beis Hillel, and then afterwards the Gemara asks, my Chanukah, and then says the whole story. So says the Sfas Emes has the Kasha. He says, I understand. Shouldn't it be the opposite? You start off with what happened. Hey, let's talk about Chanukah, and then let's talk about the halachas. So that's he leaves us of a tzarich. That was the Kasha of the Sfas Emes. Well, Melech Biderman gives an answer, and he says, and it could be that the Chazal is teaching us a huge yesod over here, is that no matter what, no matter halachas that you learn, no matter how much we delve into it, like we've been doing, Baruch Hashem, we're going into the halachas, we've been learning the halachas of Chanukah, trying to understand Chanukah, even the pnimius of Chanukah, the deeper sodos and the deeper kavanas of Chanukah, no matter how much we get into it, we're never going to fully understand my Chanukah. We're never going to understand what is Chanukah, what's the etzem, the mahos, the deeper kavanas, what is the deeper understandings of Chanukah. That's something that we can never really attain. The more we delve into it, the deeper we'll get. And you know, you said these mekubalim and the people who understand sodas of Chachmei Torah are spending hours upon hours upon hours upon hours for hachanas and getting ready and the hadlaka and the light. You know, it takes them hours to get to the ready, the point where they're ready to light. And even on their hasagas, that there's more than they could even attain. So the neiros of Chanukah are huge. The neiros of Chanukah, the time we're in, is the time of Chanukah, is a tremendous time. But I really wanted to focus just on one aspect to the neiros Chanukah that actually came up based on a few weeks ago, Parshas Vayishlach. We know the whole story where Yaakov was sending the gifts to Esav. He was very afraid what would happen with Esav, what was going to be. And then we find that Yaakov was by himself. Vayivaser Yaakov levado vayavek ishimar alosh hashachar. Famously, he was fighting with this ish. We know it was the malach of Esav, the sarosh of Esav. He was fighting them ad alosh hashachar. And the question was what was Rashi doing? What was Yaakov doing at that time? Why was he there alone? Why was he there alone? What was he doing over there? So Rashi says, Shachach Pachem Ktanim V'chazra Aleim. He quotes the Gemara in Chulin, which with Chazal tell us that Yaakov left Pachem Ktanim, he left of small jugs, insignificant jugs, and he went back to go find them. And that is what Yaakov Avinu had done. So the question is, why Dafka the Lashon of Pachem Ktanim? What does it mean by Pachem Ktanim? Does that remind us of anything? So the Rebbei of Mizrahi, other Mefarshim and Rashi, they explain, no, Pachem Ktanim just is a Lashon of Chazal that they'll use towards something which is insignificant, nothing that is of major importance. However, the Tzedel HaDelech quotes from the Maharshal, and he says that Pachem Ktanim, we see that Pachem Ktanim are something that have a significance. Pachem Ktanim should remind us of the Pach Shemen, the small jug of oil that was around in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, and that specifically during the time of the miracles that happened during Chanukah. And he quotes a medrash that says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Yaakov, Ata ma'asar ta nafshecha b'shvil pach katan, b'shvili, v'gam ani batzi yashem levanecha b'pach katan levnecho shmarni. V'shedanas neis ayadei pach katan. Just like you came out, Yaakov Avinu, you had went out above and beyond to go get these Pachim Tanim. I'm going to let the miracle happen through the Chashmonim or Gnu. With Pach Katan, they're going to do something miraculous and they're going to have the amazing miracle of Chanukah, and we know how special Chanukah is. Question is, what exactly was Yaakov Avinu doing that was so special? He went back for jugs that didn't really cost much money. What is the significance of Yaakov Avinu? I think this is really the whole yesod of Chanukah. I think this is the whole yesod of what we're learning from just one aspect of Chanukah. That is that sometimes just that Pach Shemen. Do we ever think about that the fact that the Chashmonim decided to look for Pach Shemen? I mean, what gave them the possession, the in their mindset to try to look for? They had Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, we're not getting to so how that works, but Pa'etzem, a lot of understanding that really they could have lit the Tameh oil. They went above them, but they looked. Who told them to look? They decided to go above and beyond and look. And sometimes when you go above and beyond to do something small, which seemingly is small, insignificant, to look for that one little thing that is there,
It changes everything. As we just mentioned, how much Kiddush is coming every year that we have about that. Right? The famous Ramban, only in a few places, talks about Hanukkah, and in Baal Oscha, one of the famous Rambans over there, discusses that the Nisim were bringing these Korbanos that we lain about during Hanukkah, very interestingly enough, and Aaron was sad, Chalosh Daito Shal Aaron was sad, Aaron HaKohen was sad, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't worry, Shalcha Gadol Mishalem, yours is bigger. And the Ramban says, how is it bigger? What's bigger? He says, the avod of the Nesim was huge, but still, the fact that every year, past when the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed, we light the Hanukkah candles where it's time, where we mamshich what the halakha of the Neros and the Beis HaMikdash on a certain level, a certain aspect, that's what we're doing. And it all started from people who decided to do just something small. And it could be this is the lesson of Yaakov Avinu. This is the Yaakov Avinu going back seemingly for something that didn't matter. Something that was so small. And yet that changed all of history. That gave us the Kiddush of Hanukkah, the Or, which is the Or HaGan is trying to bring down, which is the Or Shel Mashiach. Is going to come about this. And sometimes, maybe for us in our lives, the smallest things can change worlds. If we just take this, and we do this small aspect, one small mitzvah, one small nakuda, one small thing, we're just doing that, we can bring about the Or Shel Mashiach. We can bring about the Or Shel Mashiach. A lot of times, it's something so small, you know, you step into a shir, and it's also by accident sometimes even. You'll like walk into a shir, I really enjoy this shir. And you'll become part of that shir, and you'll grow with that shir. There's so many times that people relate stories of things that they had developed in their Yiddishkeit, were just cumulatively by accident, small little things they didn't realize were going to be significant, and it changed them tremendously as a person, changed them who they were. It's us to open our eyes to find those things. And we just had Daf Yomi today, the story with Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan. Ilfa heard a story, heard a baskel, Rabbi Yochanan heard the baskel, Rabbi Ilfa didn't. They could have been great, they both were huge. But Rabbi Yochanan heard that inner voice telling him, I have to be great. And Rabbi Yochanan became the Gadol Dor in the Rosh Yeshiva. All from a small little thing about that one story, about being inspired by that one situation that Rabbi Yochanan was in. That one little story created us with Rabbi Yochanan, the Gadol Dor. There's so many stories like that with people. Question is, are you the next one? You can be that next person, the Gadol Dor, Chesed, whatever it might be, but that could be just through a small act, through the small act of the Pach Katan, finding your way and finding that small aspect. Hashem will take this message with us, have a wonderful Shabbos, and we'll light up the Oros of Hanukkah, enjoy it, and the Daven by the Neros, obviously, is big in Yanim. And Be'ez Hashem, you know, it's a Gemar Din in a certain level. There's so many different things about Hanukkah to speak about, and we should be Zochet to all these Oros, and to just maybe take upon ourselves one little small thing that you never know can really change the whole world.